So I'm going to start with verse 3 in Genesis 1. This is what the Lord said. And then God said, let there be light. Now, this is the first thing the Bible records that God ever said was, let there be light. And there was light. Now, this is interesting because we're on the first day of creation. God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, understand, this is the very first thing God says. God hasn't even created the sun and the moon yet. But God says, let there be light, and when God said that, according to science, what the words came out of God's mouth at the speed of 186,000 miles per second. That's how we can measure the speed of light. So 186,000 miles per second means that it has the ability to circle the earth 7 times every second. So right now, it's already circled 7 times in 1 second. The speed of light can circle the entire earth 7 times in 1 second. And that is what we would call now the speed of light. But the interesting thing about that is that it wasn't just light, because how is that possible? Some people get confused that God created light on the first day, but doesn't create light until the fourth day, until he creates the sun and the moon. Well, it wasn't just that. So years ago, and some of you have heard me talk about this before, but years ago I was preaching on the atom. And when I talked about the atom, I said, you know, they can split the atom, and the smallest component of matter is the proton and the neutron of the atom, because that's what I'd been taught in high school and college. And I had a young lady come up to me, and she said, now, Dr. B, I don't want to correct you, but it's been a while since you've been in school. And I said, well, thank you for reminding me, it has. And she said, what you don't realize is they've discovered a lot more since you've been in school. The proton and the neutron is not the smallest component of an atom. They said, as a matter of fact, that you can now look 1,000 layers into the atom, and on the very bottom of the subatomic level is something called the quark. Would you like to see one? This is what a quark looks like. Now, what's interesting about this is that the quark dances, and that it dances in color. So the colors that can be identified in the quark is green, or red, green, and blue, those three colors. So understand this, at the very bottom of all subatomic matter, you have these dancing quarks that are red, green, and blue. That means in your hair, strand of hair, your clothes, the air you breathe, every single thing that exists, the chair you're sitting on, the car you drive, the house you live in, every single thing in the world exists with a quark at the very bottom. So I asked this young lady, I said, well, I've never heard of a quark. What is a quark? And she said, well, in layman's terms, and I said, thank you very much. In layman's terms, it's a 3 strands of light wrapped in a sound wave. Wait a minute. 3 strands of light wrapped in a sound wave that is held together by what scientists call a mysterious energy. They have no name for the energy of the quark because they said it doesn't make sense, and there's nothing that they've ever discovered can describe this electricity, this mystical electricity that holds these 3 strands of light together. And guess what, guys? How many of you know how many atoms exploded when we bombed Hiroshima, Japan with the atom bomb? Anybody remember how many atoms exploded? 1. 1 atom was divided to create the atomic bomb. That person sitting next to you has 7 octillion atoms in them. That's a 7 with 27 zeros. Now punch your neighbor and say, you're the bomb, because they definitely are the bomb. Now you think about this. You've got 7 octillion atoms inside of your body. That means God wrote his name inside of you that many times just in your body. Because when God said, let there be light, you know why these colors are so distinct? Because if you read the book of Revelation, the throne that God sits upon, go back to that quark, let me show you something. The throne that God sits upon is called the Sardis stone. and red is the color of the Sardis stone. The throne the sun sits upon, which you can see the aura of that, the rainbow of it, right next to the right hand of the Father, is called the emerald throne. That is a green throne. And the only time we ever see the throne of the Holy Spirit, because he's the agent of God on the earth, is in Ezekiel chapter 1. And you also see it again in Exodus. But in Ezekiel chapter 1, you see the throne of God coming in on the sapphire throne. So you have the throne of the Father, which is red. You have the throne of the Son, which is green. And you have the throne of the Holy Spirit, which is blue. And when God said, let there be light, the glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit literally went out and created every single thing that exists. And you are sitting there right now tonight with God's signature inside of you 7 octillion times. 7 with 27 zeros, just you. And the person next to you is the very same, which is absolutely amazing. You see, there's a scripture that has always confused me in the Bible because I understood it in the Greek writing, but I realized the translation was wrong, and I just assumed that they couldn't translate it, and so they just put a blank word in there. It's when we stand before God in the great white throne judgment. Now, if you read that in Greek, it does not say great white throne. It says great light throne. So it says that the throne is light. Well, when they translated the Bible, it's like, we can't put that in there. Everybody knows you can't have a light throne. So what they did is, I assumed that what they did is they just took all the color out and they just said, well, it's light, light is white, and they made it up because there is no translation anywhere in the writing of the New Testament that says it's a white throne. It says it's a light throne. And none of that made sense until I understood something called RGBs. You know what RGBs are? Red, green, and blue technology. And every single light you see in this building is an LED light that works off of RGB technology. And you know what they have been able to discover with red, green, blue technology? That every single color in the color spectrum can be put together from just these three primary colors. And so everything you see, every light in this building that you're looking at, even this screen, this whole screen behind me, I know it looks like various colors, but there's only three colors that keep mixing different ways to create that, because this is red, green, blue technology. It's RGBs.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Now go to your optometrist and ask this question. What colors can the iris detect? The iris inside of your eye can only see 3 colors. It's no surprise, is it? Red, green, and blue. Look it up. Your iris cannot see all the colors you think it can see. It translates that in your optic nerve, but the truth is that your eye can only detect red, greens, and blues. Well, what happens if you mix a full measure of red, green, and blue? I want to show you what happens. Now, guys, I promise you this is not a trick. I've asked the guys, I don't know, which lights you're going to start with. I told them, these are LED lights, okay? I only want you to put red lights on there, okay? Now, can you guys, these are pointing to me. Could you have any that can point to the congregation? Do you have any of those? Or do I need to use these? All right, we'll use these. Anyway, you can see it. This is just red, a full spectrum of red. Now, I want you to add green to it. Now, this is a full spectrum of green, and then I want you to add the blue to it, the full spectrum of blue lights. Now, I want you to put those together. I want you to show me what color appears when you see red, green, and blue all together. Show me what that looks like. It turns white. When you have red, green, and blue altogether it turns white. Amazing to me that that happens, but there is no color white. And I thought that white was just a color. But what I learned from RGB technology is that the color white does not exist. I thought it was a void. I thought it was emptiness. No, there is no color white. White is made in this technology when you do a full measure of red, a full measure of green, and a full measure of blue, you get white. And now you understand why God said at the judgment seat, it is a great white throne, because James said every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, and there is no turning or shadow of turning. So here's the other picture I want you to see. In this great white throne, that is just a mixture of all three colors: the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the Holy Spirit. That's the color white at the top. But underneath that, you're going to see something else that I just got a little creative today, and I let Jonathan and Dante help me with this. And we started talking about the sapphire platform, and that each one of these thrones sits on a platform that matches the throne. So I said, I actually made this picture. I just went to ChatGPT myself, and I said, show me what the great white throne looks like if you mix red, green, and blue platforms at the bottom, and this is the picture it came up with. So we said that what we call life, what we call Zoe, what we call life, is a constant emanation of glory that comes from the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the Holy Spirit making corks around the earth. You can't breathe air that doesn't have a cork in it. You can't see dust that doesn't have a cork. Every single component of the atom is made up on the subatomic level of corks. And can you just imagine that in the throne of God, you have a constant ray, a constant feeding of red, green, and blue glory that comes from God. You breathe it in all day long. You walk on it in every step. You've been signed 7 octillion times in your body. So your whole body is filled with the glory of God. And that is why it's not just science. It's a revelation of what God's word has told us all along, that you are filled with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the whole earth, the Bible says, is full of his glory. Hallelujah. Can you give God praise for his word tonight? So the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Literally, the universe, every color in the world, everything that is created, every planet that is made, everything in the world exists because it's put together by the quark, the Father, the Son, the glory of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.